Lee Aaron does not have anything to prove to either you or I. No. No, not you. No. He doesn't. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. I know you said she did, but she doesn't. And I'll tell you why. She was around in the new wave of British heavy metal kind of period, along with people like Lisa Dominique. Remember her? And what quite a lot of people wanted was for her to be dressed up in a certain way. She's conventionally good looking. That side of things was pushed. And she developed into a different kind of singer. She stayed in the industry, did different things, including blues and I think jazz as well, and came back a few years ago with a rather good rock album. She has indeed squared the circle on her own terms. That's something you don't often get, particularly not if you're a woman in rock, and particularly not in those days. We're talking about the early 80s here, folks, so particularly not during that time. I was around during that time and remember some of the coverage of Lee Aaron at the time. And therefore, she has absolutely nothing to prove to anyone and can do what she wants to do. And so we have a covers album, which is pretty good, actually. The thing about covers is, and I always say this, they've either got to be really faithful and better than the original, or they've got to be completely different to the original, but keep the kernel of that original and make it a different offer. Or, I'll add a corollary or a caveat, they have to be just better done, I suppose. That's the first one though, isn't it? So actually it is still two, really. Or, actually, you don't need to change them completely, but you can do it in a different style. And sometimes that works. Or add a little bit of a wrinkle. Sometimes that works. Blimey, I've got four things now. Started with two, now I've got four. Anyway, back to this album. Which is, it's faithfully done on the whole. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But again, Lee Aaron has nothing to prove. It starts with Tattoo, which I'd never heard before. And I suspect a lot of others won't. Because it's a song from 1977. No, it's not. It's from a band called the 77s. And I like it. I love the sassy southern riff. There's a soft vocal. It's very cosseting the whole time from Lee Aaron here. She doesn't need to try and blow your socks off with that voice. Got a simple doubled vocal chorus. It's grimy, a bit grimy and quite southern. Rather sweet, rather lyrical. It's rather good. It's judicious. It doesn't say, I'm going out on a limb here. None of these tracks do that. Are You Gonna Be My Girl? For the Arctic Monkeys, you know. Gonna make you mine. Yeah. It does sound, because she starts with the bass. It does sound like I Feel Free, doesn't it? I never realised that, but it does. Tight drums. She contains it more than the Arctic Monkeys did. And that's, I really like that, actually. I think that really works for me. Do you know what? When I was talking about that, I just thought, it's not the Arctic Monkeys, is it? I just realised, it's Jet, isn't it? Great band. People seem to forget Jet. They forget Jet. And it's great to hear it. This is more contained. And it does work for me, that. Even It Up, Hearts track, is a bit looser. It's quite faithful. Go Your Own Way is rocked up and it loses some of the dynamic we've got here. The original can't be bettered for me because it has that openness. The rocked up feel of it doesn't, it's the acoustic aspiration of it which I really like, and the kind of Americana aspiration which I really like of the original. We've got Hole's Malibu, which is an Americana feel, and then Someone Saved My Life Tonight, the Elton John track. It does make the lyrics stand out, you know, with the simple acoustics. She adds piano. There's a standard rock backing to it. But again, the judicious nature of this really opens the song up. It's less florid than I'd expect. Well, than the original is, actually. That works as well. However, Teenage Kicks, which finishes this album, just doesn't, I mean, how do you improve on it? It is a perfect pop song, John Peel said. I don't particularly concur with that because I think There are other kinds of pop songs in different styles, which I rather like. But this is Anodyne. It is like a pub band having a go. And although it's got charm, I don't really think we need to continue to talk about it. I'd rather not. So this album's rather good though. It's slight changes, it's faithful, it's one of the caveats I added, that fourth, and that works for Lee Aaron. And let me tell you once again, she has nothing to prove to you or I. She's done it all, and she continues to produce good stuff, and long may that continue. Ta-ta.